evening, everybody. This is Zach calling from my home in Las Vegas, and we got Roger online. It's been a long weekend for Roger. We had him out here for the anti-aging conference, which was extremely successful, and excited to share a little bit of information with you on that. But Roger's had a long day today, and you know, tonight our call is on sleep, and perfect topic because I think he only got about 3 hours sleep last night. Is that right, Roger?
Yeah, that's about it.
He flew out early this morning and got in, drove the Midwest snowstorm, and just getting ready for the call. I think he got in about an hour ago. But anyway, I wanted to introduce Roger to those who don't know Roger and have never been on these calls. But Roger is a diplomat of Chinese herbology. And I discovered Roger about 5 years ago when he changed my life, and I drank one of his herbal tonics, and literally my whole life changed. It was a matter of a couple of days of being one of the tonics, and it was the first time I actually felt normal. And I realized that Roger was extremely special at the time. Hey, Roger, I got a lot of background noise. Are you,
not me.
Oh, really? Hang on, okay. Let me put everyone on mute here. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, there we go. We got a couple hundred callers online here, and I guess it's not easy for everyone to mute their line, so I just got you on lecture mode. Anyway, like I said, Roger changed my life about 5 years ago when I drank one of his herbal tonics. It was the first day that I actually felt normal. You know, I had tremendous ADD, chronic fatigue, a lot of stress, low-level depression, and literally within a day or two of drinking one of his herbal tonics, it just completely changed my life. And I knew Roger was special at that time. And since then, have really made it my mission to market Roger and his information, because what he's going to talk about not only tonight but on all our Monday night calls are simple little things that you can do every single day that you can change your life with. And it's nothing major that you need to do to make, you know, major decisions in your life. It's about the simple little things that you can do every single day. And tonight's call is about sleep. And, you know, for most adults, too much or too little sleep can have a major adverse effect on your health. You know, it's been established that sleep deficit can have serious effects on your health, such as, you know, weakening your immune system, accelerate tumor growth, cause pre-diabetic state, seriously impair memory. And, you know, Roger's known, he has a huge passion for memory as well. And that's why when he formulates product, he actually implements a lot of nutraceuticals in his formulations. But, you know, if you can't perform your mental tasks, and like myself, I've got triplets at home, and they're 5 years old, and they end up crawling in bed with me in the middle of the night. I don't personally get a full night's sleep, and it does damper, I know, my daily habits. And I know, Roger, you're going to talk about that. But, Roger, why do we need sleep, first of all?
Well, I put that question down just because I thought I've always thought this was a really stupid question. So, and it's always attached to all the articles on sleep. And you can tell it has to be a real scientist that would want to ask that question. I mean, why do we need sleep? Well, because we're tired. That's why we need sleep. But the reality is that, you know, when you hear that question, it always makes you think that it's someone who thinks that of the body as a machine and not as human beings, and that, it, well, if it runs, it should just keep going continuously and never break down. You know, and it's that whole idea that leads you into getting all these different diseases that we have, because most diseases are caused by a lack of rest. You know, you could call it a lack of rest or lack of sleep, but it, you know, it's really about stress and how that leads into so many different problems, and lack of sleep is one of them. But the reality is that your body repairs itself while you're asleep. There's a lot of things that go on, you know, in fact, that first 2 hours when you fall asleep is probably the most important part of the entire night. And that if you could, you realize that there's so many things go on with growth and repair, release of growth hormone, your body goes into a phase of dumping toxins. It has a major effect on how your liver rejuvenates during your sleep. So much stuff goes on in that first few hours that, but again, it's all about repair. And we're not machines, we're human beings, and human beings need to rest. And everybody, no matter if you're asking that question as a scientist thinking, well, the human body should just be able to go on and on and on, everybody feels the negative effects of not having sleep. It affects every part of your performance. It doesn't matter what it is.
Roger, how much sleep do we actually need? I mean, what's the perfect amount for anybody?
Well, you know, the all the studies show that you need between 6 and 8 hours, but it's not the same for everybody. You always hear stories about people that only get 5 hours of sleep and they have incredible lives and they accomplish amazing things. And I think with Thomas Edison was, what was it, the story on him, he only got 2 or 3 hours sleep a night. But I wasn't there, so maybe he snoozed all day, I don't know. But the reality is for most people, they need a good at least 7 hours, but the most important thing is that they need uninterrupted sleep, meaning they need to fall into a deep sleep, and this makes all the difference in the world, too. If you can fall into deep sleep, then you can actually get by with many fewer hours, but again, it's different for every person. I was reading the other day that Kobe Bryant, and everybody knows who Kobe Bryant is, actually gets by on 3 hours sleep a night. Now think about that. Kobe Bryant probably got the most physically strenuous job you'd ever want to think of half the year. He plays like a madman basketball. He's all out just hyper on the basketball court. And after a game where an average NBA player will run between 6 and 8 miles of short sprint during a basketball game. If you play a full basketball game, it's 6 or 8 hours, and he's getting 3 hours of sleep a night. Now that's highly unusual. And when I read that, I also thought of the fact that, you know, when you look at his life in the last 3 or 4 years, he's been injured every single day of every season. And maybe that is playing a role into all these little injuries he gets and his body's inability to heal very quickly from them. So it always seems like he has some nagging thing he's trying to get over. So I don't know, but everybody has a different requirement. But again, it has to do with a lot of it has to do with how you can go into really deep, restful sleep. I'm someone just like you. I have 3 kids. None of my kids like to go to sleep. My first daughter never slept through the night until she was 5 and a half. So do you think I slept through the night? No, she was waking me up all the time. And then my second daughter never actually slept unless you were holding her until she was 3 or 4 months old. So with her, I actually never slept more than 20 to 30 minutes for about 3 months. My wife and I would alternate, and so I had to give up driving to work when I lived in L.A. because once I stopped the car at a stoplight or a stop sign, I just fell asleep. And, you know, it's either you're going to get in a wreck or someone's going to shoot you in L.A. And so finally I just started riding the bus, and I ended up in all different parts of the city because I just fell asleep on the bus and wouldn't know where I was at when I woke up. But that's what was going on with me. But I had a little things that I did, and I was really lucky because I was involved in nutrition and herbs. That was my life. So there was these things that I did in my diet and in my nutrition program that actually negated the physical damage to my body. So I didn't suffer as much as the average person who didn't have those tools to work with.
Well, Roger, what's the main reason for sleep problems? I mean, drug sales are up huge. And in fact, you know, the one guy we met out here in Vegas on Sunday, he just weaned himself off of medication to sleep at night. But what's the majority of the problems that cause, you know, sleep deprivation? And I know in Chinese medicine you talk about, you know, moving liver energy, because I wake up at 2 in the morning a lot of times just naturally, and that's a whole other field. But what are the major problems?
Well, the real reason is just that everybody has disrupted their natural rhythms, you know, their circadian rhythms that the body was actually developed on millions of years ago. I mean, the human beings evolved in relation to light and darkness. And, you know, millions of years ago, you basically were awake during light and asleep at night. It's just, nobody thought that there'd be anything different than that. And so your body, it just is in tune to that. You have rising hormones at different times of the day. Everything is adjusted to that rhythm of light and energy. And, you know, I always tell this to people when I give lectures is that you have to realize all your relatives millions of years ago basically ran around the planet naked and didn't have any clothes, and they were just exposed to light, natural light, all day long. And basically, every rhythm in your body is set up on that. When the light starts to go down during the day, you start to secrete certain hormones that relaxes your brain, and you start to fall into a kind of a drowsiness and getting actually go down and go to sleep. It's just a natural rhythm. You know, in Chinese medicine, they look at the same thing. You have a natural rhythm for every organ in your entire body. And each one of them has like a three-hour segment by which the energy in your body moves into a different organ system. And also they look at the night and day as being parts of what that philosophy of yin and yang. You know, the yang part of the day, because yang means vibrancy and energy and expression of energy. It's energy in motion. And that's the daylight hours. The yang energy rises with the sun. And so your energy rises to the surface of your body when the sun comes up. And then it's at its peak around noon, just like the sun is at its peak around noon. And then it starts to slowly wane a little bit as the day goes on. And when the sun goes down, you're basically going into the yin phase of the night, meaning yin is when is basically in your physical body, means you're storing energy. All the food that you ate, the herbs that you took, are going deep inside. The energy starts to go down deeper into the body and start to repair and restore different organ systems. And so your body is what they call contracting, moving away from activity and going into a phase of just shutting down. And then and just like with, you know, you're talking about circadian rhythms, you're basically the hormones are secreting more melatonin as light goes down and your body just goes into a natural rest. And so at nighttime with that moving from different organ systems, around 11 o'clock, according to the Chinese clock, is when your gallbladder liver energy kicks in. And when that happens, you're basically that phase or that part of your system starts to dump toxins and filter all the different nutrients and herbs you take in and make use of it. And then it moves into lung energy and then it moves into digestive energy in the morning and everything starts to wake up again. So if you don't get into some sort of a pattern that plays along with your natural rhythms that have developed for millions of years, then you're just going against nature continuously. And that's what modern life really is. Ever since they just developed electricity and we had the ability to have light at any time of the that we wanted, people just started staying up longer. And you have this natural lessening of light and your body starts to adjust to it, and then all of a sudden we have artificial light, and then a lot of people start to extend their day up to 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and that totally disrupts that your body's natural rhythm to go down and to go within and go into that yin healing phase. In fact, most people miss this whole healing phase of your gallbladder and liver because they're staying up too late, and that causes a natural disruption in everything, in the organ systems and your body's ability to heal. In fact, that they also say that right around 11 o'clock to 1 a.m., that gallbladder time is the best time of the night for your body to actually heal your adrenals. And so if you're missing that and you're not going deep into a sleep at that time of the day, then your body's disrupted. And you might not notice it at first, but as you age, you start to experience all these little nagging health problems, and they're all going back to stress, lack of sleep. In fact, lack of sleep is stress. It has a stress response just like everything else. And so this is the key. When you can look at some of your ways, you know, some of the ways that you become agitated at night or some ways of looking at insomnia, if you're a person who feels really tired and feels like they could fall asleep around 9 or 10 o'clock, but then around 10, 30, 11, you start to wake up, you're someone that's been basically has a pattern that has disrupted your liver gallbladder energy. And in Chinese medicine, they would work on that. And if they don't correct it, then you won't be able to actually fall asleep. You become agitated at that time and actually wake up.
Well, Roger,
it all goes back to just losing rhythm.
You touched on stress a little bit, and I know that, you know, we've got a lot of customers online that take Tian Chi, which is your latest formulation, and I know a lot of those herbs in that product work on stress. How does that also work, the ingredients that are in there, the herbs that are in there, work with your sleep rhythms as well?
Well, you know, it's based on adaptogens. And adaptogens are simply herbs that work on the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, meaning it's the glands most involved in stress response. And so any time that you can do something that just naturally adjust that or has herbs in it that are foods for those particular glands, then the body is better able to go in and out of stress response and start to restore natural rhythm. And this is why when I first got into Chinese medicine and I was trying all the different things, like there's different types of insomnia that react to yin cooling herbs, and some that react more to building blood, and some that react more with people that are have liver tension, some, you know, a real deep stress condition. But, you know, I've learned over time that most of those people, all of those conditions would benefit by resetting their stress response. Because what happens is a lot of people go out throughout the entire day locked into stress response. And once they do that for 30 days, they're just locked into a 24-hour stress response. And so they never really relax. Their body never goes into the phase of actually shutting down stress response, and they have a low-level stress response all night. Now, that prevents them from falling into a deep sleep, and when you don't fall into deep sleep, that, again, is a stressor. And that little bit of a stressor, that little bit of agitation, actually causes you to have smaller stress responses during the night, which then, again, can lead into so many different problems, you know, added inflammation. It puts you in a pre-diabetic state, because anytime you have a slight stress response, your body releases sugar, getting you ready to actually respond with, you know, like it's thinking that you're going to respond to a danger, yet you're asleep or partially asleep, and so you have elevated blood sugar while you actually sleep. And then your body at the same time does not want to release insulin, because you don't want to release, you don't want to get rid of that blood sugar, because you're supposed to have it to be able to run away or fight or whatever, even though your body's actually half asleep. And so you have this elevated blood sugar all night. So it's just any time you can take something like an adaptogenic herb during the day that just allows your body to go in back into natural rhythms and natural stress response, you could have a benefit down the road of actually sleeping deeper, just because your body is able to go into its own regulation. It's not that it causes you to sleep, it's just that your body knows how to sleep and knows how to regulate everything if you give it the proper food, and herbs are food, that actually helps it to just go back into its natural state.
Talk a little bit about, you know, I know you talked about the lack of sleep, you know, will cause like pre-diabetic state, which you just talked about, and even one night's sleep will actually do that. But long term, you know, when you're talking premature death, and it's pretty interesting when you talk about this topic actually in the terms of reducing your life force, you know, in the terms of Chinese medicine. Touch on that a little bit.
Well, you know, in Chinese medicine, everything's about conserving life force. You know, they talk about Jing, Qi, and Shen, and Jing is that life force that you're given at birth, that's stored in your glandular system, and a lot of it has to do with your reproductive system and your adrenals. And the main ways that you lose Jing through having excessive adrenal response is through any type of stressor that puts added wear and tear on your system. You can look at it in terms of Chinese medicine, is that when you're stressed all the time, you lose Jing. That's how they talk about it. You lose life force, your glands become weak. They often say that your adrenals are just turned on, and it's kind of like a faucet in your house that's dripping continuously. You're just losing this little bit of adrenaline, or what they refer to as life force, and the body becomes weak over time. Now, more in Western terms, when you talk about stress, you just talk about excessive stress hormone, which is basically the same thing they're talking about, but that excessive stress hormone puts you in a state of constant agitation, and adds to excessive inflammation all over your body. So you have excessive amount of inflammation in your brain. You have an excessive amount of inflammation that causes damage everywhere. But you know that too much stress hormone just causes your heart to beat too forcefully all the time. So it's just beating a little harder and pumping a little harder all the time. That causes stress throughout your entire vascular system. So this stress hormone that they talk about basically disrupts everything. But even when you look at diabetes, for example, they know that if you don't get enough sleep, you're in a pre-diabetic state the first morning you actually wake up from having agitated sleep. And why is that? It's because, again, you have elevated blood sugar due to the fact that you're slightly agitated and your body views that as a stress response. Now, the average person will wake up, and because they don't eat well, they'll actually go out to the kitchen and probably have just a bagel and a cup of coffee with a lot of sugar in it, and they add back to the load of sugar in their system that they're already having a trouble with anyway when they wake up. Then they get in the car, and maybe they get stuck in traffic, and they have more stress response. And again, because they added to it with their diet, they're kind of locked in to the stress response all day and this elevated blood sugar. But again, and so that's just one little effect of how you're adding continuously because of your stress, and your diet is another stress, because anytime you eat too much sugar and have elevated blood sugar, your body burns up more nutrients trying to deal with it. It causes the excessive inflammation, like with a diabetic, they require very heightened levels of B vitamins and antioxidants to deal with the excessive inflammation, because diabetes is a disease of accelerated aging through inflammation. And so you have that concern. Now your body's nutritionally stressed because of your physical stressor that you put on it by not having sleep and then increasing it with the poor food. And then you look even deeper at other deep sleep problems like sleep apnea. And now they know that people with sleep apnea have a very shortened lifespan. And why is that? Because that same inflammation, all those other patterns, it puts them in a position to have what they call syndrome X or metabolic syndrome, to where you're right on the precipice of getting heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. And why is that? Excessive inflammation. But with sleep apnea, it's really pronounced in your brain. You have this added amount of inflammation in your brain, almost like someone with MS. You have these patterns of inflammation. And so, but interestingly enough, and this is kind of what I was referring to when I had all my sleep problems because of my kids when I was living in LA. Interestingly enough, they've shown in studies with sleep apnea, people actually getting on a program of drinking 2 or 3 cups of green tea during a day would actually have very little difference in the way their brain looked as far as inflammation compared to someone that was sleeping really well. And it just shows you the power of having certain antioxidants in your diet and certain high levels of nutrition can actually offset some of these physical things that are going on, even though you haven't taken care of your problem yet that's causing you to have agitated sleep or these other health issues. That's one of the beauties of nutrition and herbs, that you're going to delay or offset some of the physical damage to your body until you get to the position to where you can actually correct or heal that problem you're having with your sleep.
Hunter, what about things that you shouldn't eat, you know, later in the night or before you go to bed? You know, one thing I didn't realize, I used to drink a lot of coffee, and until I, you know, got on TNG, you know, which really cut my coffee out, I didn't realize that coffee has a half-life of 6 hours. And explain that, and, you know, other foods that may be detrimental to sleep.
Well, yeah, coffee has a half-life, meaning, you know, it lasts a long time in your system, but people don't realize that most drugs that they take for sleeping drugs actually last about 18 hours in their effect in their body. So most people that are on insomnia drugs are actually drugged up the entire day that they're at work. And so that person normally falls into a pattern, again, of taking excessive stimulants during the day or other things to make them feel better or to help them cope with their day, not knowing that half the problem they have during the day is the fact that they're still drugged from the night before. And so, you know, you really have to have a severe problem to really ever go on a drug for sleep. And the funny thing is most people, if they're not involved in nutrition at all or know somebody that involved in it, never really look at just bringing their body back into a state of balance and all the little things they can actually do. They just run off and automatically want to take something that knocks them out. And it's not that much different getting knocked out by an herb, like buying Valium Valerian, and all these other herbs that you can buy that are just sedatives aren't that much different than taking the drugs. They probably don't last as long in your body, but you're still just drugging yourself to fall asleep. You have to look at what can I do to actually get myself to a state of falling into some pattern or rhythm, and how can I change my diet, and then eliminate for sure some things late at night, like you don't want to drink alcohol too many different nights. A lot of people, when you drink alcohol before you go to bed, you're not going to fall into the really deep restorative sleep. You're only going to fall slightly down into a sleep and not really get that deep rhythm that you need at night. And
well, I've noticed myself, Roger, even with alcohol, that because it turns to sugar, I got that anxiety buzz at 2 in the morning because I've got too much sugar in my system at the time.
Right, right. And, you know, again, with alcohol, if you're having problems sleeping, it also disrupts your liver gallbladder energy. And this is one of the reasons why you don't want to eat very late at night, especially if you're having problems sleeping. Because, again, at that phase, your body wants to go into this phase of dumping toxins with your gallbladder and healing your adrenals, and then between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning, your liver really wants to do this healing and distribution of nutrients and filtering of blood and all that. It does a lot of its work between 1 and 3 a.m. And so if you've got a meal in your stomach and your body's trying to digest food, you're missing that whole phase. It's very hard on your liver. And one of the signs that you can actually look at, if you've got disruptive liver energy that's agitating you and causing you to have insomnia, that you'll be that person that grinds their teeth between midnight and 3 a.m. And you'd be surprised how many people are always running off to the dentist to get one of those guards for their mouth or get wired up because they grind their teeth. The reality is, I've dealt with that hundreds of times. It's about moving your liver. Your liver is so overburdened from your alcohol and your stress and your food that you're eating late at night that when the energy gets there, because the liver is just not moving, it seems to be stuck. And when that happens, you can actually grind your teeth excessively, or you'll be one of those people that wakes up in the middle of the night with heart palpitation. It feels like someone standing on your chest. And you think you have a heart issue, and it can lead to a heart issue, but the real issue is moving your liver. And right around 3 a.m., it just moves because the energy moves into your lungs. You know, that sounds corny. I always thought that was such a strange story when I got into Chinese herbs. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, but then I had so many experiences of it happening to me because, remember, I had chronic fatigue when I got into Chinese herbs. So I experienced most of these things and found out it was true on my, you know, just by feeling it and experiencing it myself. I remember when I first got into herbs, I was so tense in the middle of the night. I woke up one night and I had a hold of the bedpost and I was just about to snap it right off the bed. I was so tense. And then taking herbs just naturally moved, and that was gone within a couple of days. I also, you know, one of the other things that you really learn the body clock is when you have a lung infection or a bronchitis, you'll almost always, if you can fall asleep, if you're going to cough in the middle of the night, you'll start coughing at 3 a.m. because your liver energy moves from liver to lung right at 3 a.m. And when it goes to your lung and you have something going on, you'll wake up coughing almost all the time. And so it really makes a lot of sense, and it's an easy way of looking at certain patterns to figure out what the deep issue is with your health.
Roger, what's some of the best ways then to restore your sleep or you know, natural ways that can help preserve your health?
Well, the first thing you want to do is get on some sort of rhythm, meaning you want to go to sleep at the same time every night. And believe me, if you're having any sleep issues, you have to go to sleep between 9 and 10. Because you're going to start, if you're stressed, you're going to start waking up after that. It's just natural because your liver energy, and by the way, let me Chinese medicine, when they're talking about liver, it's not just the organ, they're talking about your nervous system. Your nervous system is a little bit stressed and a little bit peaked, and so right around 10 o'clock, moving toward 11, you're going to start waking up. You're going to start getting agitated. So you want to miss that. You want to go down before that actually happens. The other thing you want to do is make sure that you're done eating by 7 o'clock. Don't eat really heavy meals, things that are hard to digest or take a long time in the evening. If you are going to eat a heavy meal, try eating it around 5, something that gives you a long period of time to actually digest it. And one of the other reasons for not eating heavy at night, by the way, is just the fact that your digestive energy is actually its weakest for the evening meal. Anything you eat after about 2 o'clock in the afternoon is going into your system when it actually has the weakest digestive energy. Your digestive energy, your body, according to your body clock, it moves into your digestive energy about 9 o'clock in the morning, and it peaks around noon. That's your strongest digestion, and it starts to go down and move into other organ systems later in the day. So if you're eating heavy at night, your digestion is actually weaker anyway, and you're not processing your food in the same manner. So if you're having sleep problems, try eating earlier. Try eating lighter foods. You can fill up on a lot of vegetables late at night, and they easily go through your system and don't require a lot of heavy digestion. Don't get into a habit of watching stressful shows at night on TV. This is one of the other things about how you disrupt natural rhythms, is that we've become so used to coming home from work, turning on the tube, and sitting down. And it's one of the worst things you can actually do, especially, is watching the news before you go to bed, because the news is set up to give you a stress response anyway. You've had stress responses all day long. You don't need another one before you go to sleep. You'd be surprised how you could do without finding out about people getting into car accidents that live 4,000 miles away from you. You really don't need to know. And all these things, most of the information you get on the news, you really don't need to know. And so if you can get away from that pattern, you know, put it for example, my wife was actually visiting someone when she was on vacation recently, and they had terrible insomnia and couldn't go to sleep. So what did they do? They got up at 1 a.m. and watched 4 horror films. Think about that. This person is so stressed that they're not sleeping. What do? When they can't sleep, they watch horror films, right, in the middle of the night. And all it is just causing this huge adrenaline rush and just putting him in the worst position of adding to his inflammation, adding to his whole body's rhythm just basically being destroyed. And he's not conscious of it at all. You know, so you have to look at what are the little things I can do to let my body start to relax and go back into a natural rhythm. Taking a bath at 9 o'clock is a great idea, because even that little bit of getting really warm, and then when you get out of the bath, your temperature starts to drop a little bit, signals your body's natural intelligence that you're ready to go to sleep. Because that's what happens when you go to sleep. Your body's temperature drops a little bit. It's just a natural thing. And so you're starting to get back into a rhythm. And there's little things also, like, you know, some people take melatonin because, you know, you've disrupted your own body's ability to make the right amount when you're out of rhythm. And there's a lot of little ways, things you could do to help your melatonin, by the way. My wife helped me discover one of them, and the fact that cherry juice concentrate has natural melatonin in it. I don't know the exact amount, but I'm telling you, it really works. You take a teaspoon of that or a tablespoon of cherry juice concentrate, which, by the way, is one of the greatest anti-inflammatories for gout and arthritis that you could ever take. So it has all these other health benefits. It's really good for your arteries, inflammation in your arteries, all these different things, but it contains natural melatonin, and it actually relaxes you and you start to go to sleep. It tastes really good, too. So there's a lot of different things you can do, but you have to be conscious of the fact that your habits that you've established are part of the reason, or maybe even the real reason, why you're not able to fall asleep in the first place. And then there's these other tools out there. You know, I give lectures for a company that sells magnetic beds, and one of the first things that people will tell you when they use one of those products is that the first thing they notice is that they just fall asleep. And why is that? Is because that type of energy, very low-level magnetic energy, causes the body to relax. It helps the body readjust and go back into a natural rhythm. And so anything that you can do that around 6 o'clock that is just starting to signal to your body that you're going to wind down and go into start your night in preparation to actually go to sleep is very beneficial to anybody with insomnia.
Hey, Roger, in the announcement that you sent out, you had mentioned that you not only need sleep for physical repair, but it can also be a time for great learning. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, when you go to sleep at night, most people just think of sleep as, I'm going to sleep. I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. Oh, yeah, that's part of what sleep is really about. And your body, physical body, does repair itself. But where do you actually go when you fall asleep? And this has always been fascinating to me. And as you know, as you've gotten to know me, one of the things that has always fascinated me is natural healing and alternative medicine, but also different spiritual paths. I've studied a lot of things in Taoism and Buddhism and Sufism and all these different esoteric practices around the world. And when you really look at how in different forms of spirituality around the planet, how they view what actually happens during sleep, what they talk about in almost all these things is that it's a time where you can actually learn things. You can actually go to a different place of learning, and whether you think that's just that your mind's relaxed and not attached to your physical day-to-day things, and you can get clarity of mind while you sleep just by kind of telling yourself to do that. But in most esoteric practices, they're basically saying that at night, your soul actually leaves the body and goes to a place of learning. It goes on travel. And so, you know, I thought about that, and when I first got into herbs and first heard about it, and I thought, well, wow, I'm going to try this stuff out, right, see what's going on. And so I would just, when I first got into herbs, in the first year or so I got into herbs, when I went to sleep, I would make a conscious decision that I would just say I would like to learn such and such when I went to sleep. I'd like to go somewhere and learn the answer to this problem. Usually had to do with herbs. And you'd be surprised, for the first, 5 or 6 years that I was an herbalist, almost every night when I slept, I did herb programs all night. I would actually go and I would have all the people that I really had trouble with in my practice that were really tough cases, I would actually see the whole thing and see the whole program that I put them on and know exactly where it was kind of weak and what I was going to do with that person when they came back in, because I knew what complaint they were actually going to tell me they had that didn't go away with the program I told them, and every single time it was correct. I would wake up and the next time I saw them, it would be exactly what I learned during the night. And so I made a formula once, which I no longer make. I made it for the shop that I was in. That still is probably one of the two greatest formulas I ever came up with, and I came up with it totally in my sleep. I went to the space at night that I was trying to make this formula for opening up your upper energy centers and to take before meditation, and I just said to myself, well, I'm asleep. I'd like to go to this place of great learning and find out how I'm supposed to change the proportions of this formula and how it's supposed to come out. And in my sleep that night, I met an herbalist, and we went over the entire thing. And I got up the next morning, and I knew the exact proportions of what to put that into that formula, and I made that. And it was one of the most incredible things I've ever made in my entire life. In fact, I'm planning on making it next year. I haven't made it for like 5 years, but I still have the formula. It worked for everybody for exactly what I wanted it to do, which was put someone in an instant energetic state, just like a meditation, and to where they felt like they just came out of a two-hour meditation, and it would happen just by putting it under their tongue. And I got that completely from a very old wise sage while I was sleeping. And,
Roger,
it fascinates me to no end that I was actually able to do this. And I still, I don't do this every night, but at night, if I really want to know something, I'll just always, with a prayer, say, set an intention that this is what I want to do while I sleep.
And Roger, that's really fascinating too. I mean, that's actually how you were able to get the U.S. patent on growing of mushrooms. Explain your patent, first of all, and it's pretty amazing because to be able to do that in your sleep and have it just come to you in the middle of the night, and, I mean...
Here's the story on the patent. So it wasn't a thing that I slept on, but I had been studying a lot about mushrooms and growing patterns of mushrooms and how to increase different constituents in mushrooms. And everybody always asks, you know, when I tell people this story, it's so different to them to actually think of it, because when you hear that someone has a patent, you think they're a great scientist and they've studied years and years on growing mushrooms. Well, it wasn't actually the case. I have a good friend who has a mushroom farm. I'm more the type of guy that gives mushrooms to people for certain imbalances and medical problems as opposed to knowing exactly how to grow them, what all the constituents are. I'm more of a hands-on herbalist type. So I was actually meditating one day, and I was meditating for about 3 hours. It was a really long period of time, and I got so relaxed and so, you would call, like, almost high from the meditation, and I walked into the house. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning. I was actually sitting out in the trees in New Mexico on this little stool that I had set up doing this meditation for 3 hours. Walked in the house, and my phone rang, and I picked it up, and it was my friend from the mushroom farm, and he asked me, at that time, I was formulating a green food product for his company. And he said, I got this ingredient, and he had been called me like 5 times on this one ingredient that he wanted me to put in the green food, and I didn't want to put it in there because it wasn't appropriate. And finally, he called me up, and he just goes, Roger, how much of this can you put in the thing? I said, Andy, you don't want to put it in the thing. This is what you want to do with it. Just take it. Grow all your mushrooms on it. If you grow all your mushrooms on it, it'll have all these very unique compounds from the interactions of the antioxidant in this special grain mix, which is what the nutrient was, and the mushroom will actually transform it into really novel compounds that work on your immune system that don't exist in any other mushroom. I went into this whole long explanation about how it all would turn out and how it actually all would work, and he just kind of said, okay, and he hung up the phone. And right after he hung up the phone, I was thinking, wow, where did that come from, right? And so I got a phone call about 6-8 weeks later, and I found out that they actually went and tried it at the mushroom farm, and the mycologist said it was without a doubt the greatest and most potent mushrooms he had ever grown in his 30 years of being an herbalist, and they applied for all these different patents on it, and it actually went through them. Now I have a patent on growing mushrooms. But the reason I tell you that, it was not because I sat around and did all this work scientifically, is that I went into a deep energetic state to where, and this is kind of hard to explain, when you meditate, and it's not much different than going into the state when you sleep, of asking to go somewhere, but there's this thing in Buddhism and Taoism that talks about, in fact, it's in Christianity too, it's about a certain state of consciousness to where you're open to things coming to you, and then the universe just gives it to you. And I was in such an open state from my meditation that all he did was ask me something, and I just got flooded with all this information that I knew nothing about, and I just put it out, and this person actually went and did it, and now I'm a U.S. patent holder. But that's the same thought, the same idea that you can do when you actually go to sleep. You know, they call it Buddhic knowledge in Buddhism. It's the same thing as calling it Christ consciousness or cosmic consciousness. It's a knowingness and an energy that comes into you when you're just open to actually receive that.
I know that's how you come about, you know, through many of your formulas, and when you work on them, it's not just about mixing compounds together. It's actually about getting answers from your intuition and so forth, and just being aware.
Well, you have to have the knowledge to begin with, though. But then, when you have the knowledge to begin with, and you also are in a non-stressed, relaxed, and open state, and you actually have, and you can accelerate that through your meditation and spiritual practice and doing things that relieve stress, because the same glands involved in the stress response are the same ones that are related to the energy centers that open during meditation. So when you combine all that stuff, you become in a position to actually just receive information. And you put that, and it's no different than putting that message out during the day, that this is what you want to learn, and this is what you want to have come to you, and all of a sudden you'll discover something in a book that you wasn't even looking at for that purpose, or it'll come to you in your sleep, or all these things happen because you've set that intent for it to happen during your sleep or even during your waking hours while you're working on other things.
I find it completely amazing, you know, through your life's experience in with herbs, to be able to relieve the body of stress, to actually get into the situation for that actually to happen. And, you know, that's why, like I said, when I tried your formulation years ago, my whole life changed. It really opened up everything for me because I was so stressed I really couldn't even enjoy my day. And it's made such a huge difference. Well, that's why you and I are business partners. But anyway, Roger,
the funniest thing about stress, though, the funniest thing about all the information I put out about stress, I know all this information because I spent 8 or 9 years trying to figure out what actually was happening to someone's physical body when they're having a spiritual experience, or what was happening when they were having what they call a mystical experience, or what happens to them energetically when they're meditating. And it was just stumbling along through learning that and studying that for almost 12 years that I realized one day it was the same exact system in your body that's being completely destroyed when you're under stress. And that's why you can have such dramatic shifts in your stress during your life when you're actually doing some meditation or relaxation. It's a different, people don't connect the two. It's the same glandular system. It's the same hypothalamus pituitary adrenal complex. But in esoteric terms, they talk about the energy centers connected to that and not about the actual glands in a stress response form. And then there's certain herbs that work on the stress response that will also work on the energetic systems connected to it, although not all of them do. And some of them work really profoundly, and some of them just lightly. And it's all just kind of, this thing just kind of fell together and blended together, and that's really where it all came about.
Well, we're coming near ending time here. I'd like to open this up for questions and answers, but before I do that, if you haven't been to Roger's website, you might want to take a look at AskRogerDrummer.com. If you can't get through the lines tonight, or if you have a question later in the week, there's a big button off on the right that says Ask Roger. So you can go to AskRogerDrummer.com. If you want to find out a little bit about his latest formulation, Tian Chi, which means heavenly energy, you can go to the same website. There's a banner off to the right. Or you can go to our product website, which is TryTianChiNow.com. And Tian Chi is spelled T-I-A-N-C-H-I. So it's TryTianChiNow.com. Unfortunately, I do have to tell you, we are sold out completely of the product. We will not have any available until the first of the year, or the first week in January. But anyway, what I'm going to do now is open up the calls. Let me just get that opened up. What you're going to have to do is hit star 6 on your phone. You'll be put into queue, and we'll take the calls in the order that they come in. And here we go, Roger. Okay, our first caller is coming in from area code 916, ending in 9803. Caller, you're online.
Hello, hi. Roger, this is Michelle. Wonderful topic.
Michelle,
thank
hi.
You. Hi. As a nurse who's worked every shift, which includes, you know, all hours of the day and night, I think I got set up for a lot of trouble working 3 to 11, I really enjoyed that, actually. But then I worked night shifts several times, too. And my body, I think, really took a beating through the years. And I tried it several times. I tried all the shifts several times. Now I really do have a lot of trouble with sleeping. And also, as a nurse, physically, it was really hard on my body. So I have pains, you know, so the pain keeps me awake, too. And I'm wondering, if I try this, how long do I have to try it before? Like, how long do I know before it actually starts to work? How long do I have to give it to know whether I'm going to be able to reset my clock when it's been years of building up?
What is it that you're going to try? What is it that, first of all, I would say I hope you have enough. I hope you have enough seniority that you can just stay on the day shift.
Now I do, yeah. Yeah.
Just stay there.
I learned my lesson, yeah. Yeah. You do. You have to pay your dues, you know? And we beat up on the young people.
You have to pay your dues.
Yeah.
Let the young people do it because you need to get back into a set rhythm. And what was it you were going to actually try? What part were
the problem I have is that I do kind of go down around 9, 10 o'clock at night, but then I wake up again and do have a lot of trouble staying asleep. So
you're saying you actually fall asleep at 9 or 10 and then wake up?
Yeah, but I tend to not stay asleep. I may sleep for about 2 or 3 hours, but then I can't stay asleep, and then it's toss and turn for the rest of the night.
Well, you're probably the first thing I would do if you have access to acupuncture or some herbs is to get something that moves your liver.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a famous formula called Buplerum and Dragon Bone that's good for that. And so that can actually put you in a position, or you can take a good adaptogenic formula that actually will start to change the way you respond to stress, and then that'll cause your body to be in a more state of relaxation, and your natural rhythms will actually start to come back. One of the things that always, when I first got into making this formula that I now call Tian Chi 5 years ago, the funniest thing I realized right away was all these people were calling me and telling me they slept better at night. And then I made it as an energy drink. Right?
Yeah.
And I started... And you took it first thing in the morning, and then here it was 12 hours later, they're actually going into deeper sleep.
Uh-huh.
So that's the beauty of, and one of the things I learned along the way with Tian Chi is that it helps reset stress response and it lets your body go back into more natural states of rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you should notice that if you're taking an adaptogenic type thing, you should notice within a week or so that your sleep pattern starts to change.
Okay.
And then if it doesn't with the adaptogen, then you can try some other alternative methods. But the main thing is you stick with it. Your body will become accustomed to it, and you stick with it.
Mm-hmm. Great. I really appreciate it. I enjoyed this evening again very much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If anybody has any other questions for Roger, please hit *6 on your phone, and you'll be put into the queue. Roger, do you have anything else you want to mention tonight?
Well, there's always more things to mention, but
if there's anything that you wanted to cover that you didn't, actually, hang on, we got one more caller on.
Well, the other thing that I always want to stress with people, and this is the most important thing for anything that you have going on. The first thing you do, eat better. Eat really high levels of nutrition. Take your vitamins if you're on them. Even your antioxidant product that you take, whether it's a liquid or a cap or whatever it is, whether you drink green tea during the day, all these things deal with some of the excessive inflammation that happens when you have excessive stress response, which is something that happens when you don't sleep, the amount of inflammation that happens in your brain from, long-term insomnia, all these different issues. So don't think that your eating well isn't having some sort of effect. It's probably protecting you from going into a real crisis. And that's always the first place you start.
All right, Roger, we have another caller calling from area code 419, ending in 2345.
Wow, a homeboy.
Hey, Rod. Hey, Zach.
Hey.
Hi, who we got here?
This is Deb. How are you?
Hi, Deb.
Hey, I just want to tell you once again, I loved the whole information that you've given us. My main question is, do you record this that we can listen to this at another time? My husband really needs to hear this.
We do. You know what I'm going to do? Because we're so far behind in posting calls, I'm actually going to post a link to this recording.
Okay.
You can actually, let me give you a number as well, a playback number, and it'll be available until next Monday.
Okay.
We record over it for the next call. But that playback number is 712-432-1085, and it's the same participant code, 881-202-pound. We'll get you into the system, and that'll be up for a week. But, I think I'm going to also send it out an email with a link that'll be available as well for the week.
Yeah.
And take a listen to it.
Yeah, this was just great. I think, you know, have him listen, but I will listen to it again just because there's so much information. I did hear about the Tianqi, which I'm a little bummed about that, which I'm sure you guys are, but I think that's really helping. You know, I think it is resetting my body. You know, I've been under a stress response for years, as Roger knows. And so really just continue with that. And as what you just said too, Roger, when I called, before I called in about eating better, that's your suggestion.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, every time you eat and you raise your blood sugar too much, you have a stress response. It's a stressor. Your body reacts to it.
So just the healthier eating and trying to get the better sleep, it just helps itself all the way around, correct?
It does. It helps everything.
Okay. Well, yay. I'll be looking forward to when your TNT is back. And thanks again, you guys. It's just amazing.
All right.
It just makes them.
Well, we are taking pre-orders, Deb, so anyone that wants to pre-order that's not on auto ship,
okay,
can do that now. And you can go to the site, and there's a number. Actually, we'll have to leave a message on that, and we'll get back to you right away. But,
okay. I'll do my
appreciate
normal
the call. And,
yep. I will
and
do that.
We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks you guys.
All right, thanks, Deb. Bye-bye. All right, Roger, we got one last caller calling in from area code 325 ending in 2464.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Mary Lou. I need to ask again. I never did get the information, even though I sent in an email on IAM. How do I get that?
Oh, okay.
Roger, let me describe this. If you could either email me or go to AskRogerDrummer.com, and just fill out the form on the Ask Roger Now, or Ask Roger Now button. Go ahead and send that in from that website, from AskRogerDrummer.com, and I'll get that right over to you.
Well, I did that, and it came returning to me, so I don't know what I didn't do. Do you say Roger and then AskRoger.com?
No, it's RogerDrummer.com.
Okay.
Just go to the website.
Go to the website AskRogerDrummer.com and then go into the portion where you can ask a question and then ask for it.
Okay, I did
by
that.
By the way, since you asked about that, you did that and it didn't work.
Well, here's what you can do too. Do you get Roger's emails that we send out weekly for these calls?
I do. I sure do, and that's what I couldn't understand. And I went back to him, and I just hadn't. Technical problem, some way or another.
Yeah,
but
just
go
ahead and respond to that email as well, and it'll come directly to me.
Just reply to that email with your question.
Alrighty, I'll do it.
I want to tell you something before you get off.
Alright.
Since you brought that up, the I Am meditation, if you want to ask to learn something at night, then while you're going to laying down in bed to go to sleep, do that I Am phrase that I taught you, and
yes,
then
sir.
Ask what you want to learn, because that puts you in a really open position to actually learn things.
All right, that's great, because I have time sometime not sleeping, and so this is helping me very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Well, again, for those of you who want to ask Roger any more questions, you can go to AskRogerDrummer.com. If you want to learn more about TNCHI, you can go to trytnchinow.com. That's TrytianCHINOW.com. And, Roger, we're not doing a call until after the first of the year. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, the 3rd of January is my next call. I'm taking the time off to hang out with my kids for Christmas.
Awesome. So everyone have an incredible holiday, and we'll all talk to you next year. Thanks again, Roger.
All right, bye-bye.